way through the garden and lawn. Right here at Rose Yawn House in the Garden with John J. Hoffa.
And online waiting to talk to him is Wanda. Wants to talk about hydrangea plant. Good morning, Wanda.
Well, good morning. I received a hydrangea plant for Mother's Day, and I don't have a clue how to take care of it here in Scottsdale.
You got any friends in Prescott? Give it to them.
Oh, is there any hope for it down here at all?
Well, there's always hope. You occasionally see a hydrangea here and there, but they need they do not like heat. I mean, they just absolutely hate hot weather. They like lots of water. Generally, the problem is if you put them in too shady a place to protect them from that, they won't color up or bloom for you. But if you're going to put it somewhere north side of the house, under a deep overhang, kind of a place where it can get some filtered light but no direct sun, probably use lots of peat or highly organic type of a soil so it has good drainage, but be prepared to water it in addition to what your rest of your plants. Maybe even a big container might be the best way to plant one of those so that it has good drainage and you can still water it adequately.
But, so now all of our listeners on KQ&A in Prescott or Chasm in Sedona or Calf and Flagstaff know hydrangea is a good Mother's Day plant.
That's right.
What would be a good mother? What would have been a better Mother's Day present for Wanda in Scottsdale?
Oh, a rose bush, Arabian jasmine, is a great blooming plant for here. If people, instead of gardenias, people love to give gardenias. Arabian jasmine's a way better plant to give you the same effect with the smell and the white flowers, but they do a lot better here. Even, beautful bougainvillea or something like that. Canna lilies are becoming one of my favorite hot weather bloomers. So there's lots of great ideas. And it's a gift. And there's, gift doesn't have to last forever. Just a nice house plant. If she likes indoor planting, how about a big tomato plant in a container with a tomato cage on it? Something like that. That'd work too.
Well, there's a couple suggestions for your gift giver, Wanda, for next year or anyone else that's listening. The nursery is a great place, I think. It's the best place for gift giving, in my opinion. Marcia and Chandler wants to talk about fertilizing. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Super fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm listening to your advice about that I should be fertilizing my trees and shrubs this time of year, but I have dogs in the backyard, and since I bought this house, I have not put one bit of poison in this yard, nor do I intend to. So what can I fertilize with like they did in the good old days before poisons came about?
Well, why do you have the idea that fertilizer is poison?
Well, there's been such a heightened incidence of cancer in dogs, and dogs have a tendency to chew around the bases of plants, and there's just people want to use fertilizer instead of using something more natural. I just would like to find something as natural as possible so that I don't jeopardize
the dog. Well, I've got a great product for you. Hickman's makes a great organic pelletized fertilizer that would be perfect for you.
That's here, organic, man.
And you don't get any more organic than chicken poop, right? So,
and it comes local, so it's
not
coming.
I make our dogs dig.
Yeah. There's the downside to organic fertilizers in dogs. You put chicken manure, blood meal, bone meal, those types of things, and they're all going to be derived from something like that. Your dogs are going to be attracted to that, and they might do some digging around the base of your plants and disrupt it that way. So there's an option for you. Just be prepared that the dogs might really like it. So there you go.
Organic.
We carry the Hickman's granular fertilizer. Comes in 20-pound bags. Very easy to use. Obviously very safe, very organic, and very effective. I've used it in my vegetable garden. I love it. It works great.
Me too, and it does attract the dogs.
Very powerful. Very
I have
powerful.
A good
Just
fence.
Just one more thing.
Dogs cannot get into my garden.
I'm going to have to come take a look at that.
All right.
Well, let's recap our weekly tip.
weekly tip is take advantage of this, you know, great preparation weather before we get hot. It's time to fertilize citrus. It's time to mulch things. It's time to check watering systems. And probably more importantly, it's time to start switching out all of those cool season containers and flower beds from petunias and geraniums into some of the warm season blooming plants. And, you know, be creative. Yeah, things like cannas and lantanas and bougainvilleas, use them, you know, as annuals if you want. Put them in a bed, let them thrive all summer. If you want to, you know, look at Pella, Iowa and see the plants, you will see lantana and hibiscus and things like that being used in flower beds back there. Walk the streets of Chicago and see canna lilies and all kinds of things. Guess what? They die every winter. They replace those. So they're using things that are more perennials as annuals. I think it's a great way to go. They take less water. They look more more presentable through the hot weather than some of our soft annuals do. So be creative and start switching over to those good warm weather blooming plants before it gets too awfully hot and you're having to really work hard at it.
We'll be back in the garden next Saturday at 8 o'clock. Coming up next, 2 hours of windows.
Home improvement and windows.
Beautiful windows.
And your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Everyone that was on hold for Jay, hang tight. He'll take you off air.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.